The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Again, we're going to be talking about tonight, the new era of COVID passports is upon us. The new era of COVID passports is now upon us. And that's what we're going to be dealing with tonight in our broadcast. So I want to start tonight by going into talking about some stories that has circulated over the past couple of days that is leading up to what really our talking point tonight. So as you can see there on your screen, if you're watching this visually, the new era of COVID passports. A lot of information has come out over the past few days that is really not surprising for the individuals that are awake to these things, that have been paying attention to what's going on and paying attention to where we've been heading. But it is alarming nevertheless. For example, let's just get into this thing. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is urging residents to rat out their neighbors who break COVID restrictions by having too many guests over on Thanksgiving. According to a report from the New York Post, Brown recently limited the number of people allowed in a private home to six as a part of a two-week freeze for the entire state to help curb the spread of coronavirus. Oregon has more than 66,000 reported cases in the state alone. The governor, Kate Brown, as you see right there on your screen, said, quote, look, this is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. She told KGW8, which is a local Oregon affiliate, last week. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy. This is just like that, referring to snitching on residents. This is unbelievable that we're even talking about this. This is just like a violation of a noise ordinance. She went on to say that, quote, honestly, they shouldn't have to. This is about saving lives and it's about protecting our fellow Oregonians. Quote, Brown announced new restrictions in the state earlier, including limiting bars and restaurants to takeout only and closing indoor and outdoor recreational facilities like gyms, museums, zoos, and outdoor pools. Social get-togethers, both indoors and outdoors, are also limited to just six people from no more than two households. Brown called the restrictions, quote, common sense measures. Though they've drawn, again, this has taken a lot of heat. These governors are taking a lot of heat. So this is kind of like what you saw in Michigan with Whitmer and different other governors are taking these same stances. Then then you have the news that New York City has just announced that they will, quote, have vehicle checkpoints at key bridges and crossings and will strictly enforce travel quarantine. According to Sheriff Joseph Futuco, he said that, quote, the sheriff's office will conduct spot checks when out-of-state buses drop riders off at the curb. Test and tracing teams will be on the ground to direct individuals to testing sites and provide education on quarantine. He went on to say that, quote, the 14-day quarantine mandates that travelers quarantine or test out. And it is noted to say here that violations of self-quarantine will be enforced and may carry fines of $1,000 to $2,000, according to the mayor's office. Again, that's in New York City. The city will enforce the completion of traveler forms. Now, we're starting to get into where I want to go tonight, but listen to this. The city of New York will enforce the completion of traveler forms at airports, Penn Station, and the Port Authority bus terminal. There will be a self-test site teams on site. New York, the early center of the U.S. outbreak, reported a seven-day average of 1,476 new cases and a seven-day positive test rate of 3.17%, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio. So in case you're wondering why they're using these, why they're advancing this, that's why. Then you have the news of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced fines for travelers who failed to acknowledge state advisory, urging people to stay home for Thanksgiving. According to KTLA 5 local Los Angeles affiliate, Garcetti urged people to refrain from traveling and stay home ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, announcing a new fine for travelers who fail to acknowledge the state's travel advisory. He went on to say that, quote, please let us not make this Thanksgiving the deadliest day of the pandemic. Quote, we often think of love as being with someone who we love. We know this year love is not being with someone that you love. Although he urged people not to travel, the mayor announced that those traveling into Los Angeles International Airport, either by van, the Van Nuys Airport or Union Station, will have to, quote, listen to this, sign a mandatory traveler form prior to arrival. This form, according to sources, acknowledges that travelers have read and understood California's travel advisory. Failure to submit the form may result in a fine up to $500. He reminded residents that a test is not an excuse to go to someone else's house for Thanksgiving. So in other words, look, I don't want you traveling out of state. I don't want you gathering together in other people's homes for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. And we're asking for, we're kind of going in the direction of wanting you get tested. But even if you do get tested, even if it is negative, he says that this is still not an excuse to go to other people's house for Thanksgiving. So are you getting the clear message if you're in California, if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in New York, if you're in Oregon? Don't go anywhere for Thanksgiving. In fact, just shut the doors, lock the doors, close the windows, bar yourself in the home, put on your mask for heaven's sake, because we don't want to infect any of the pets or anybody that's in proximity of you, and just be a good resident. Now, I want to talk about some more stuff here. We're going to get into some more things that are very interesting, in my opinion. We reported on this a couple weeks ago, I believe, when the news just broke, and that was Ticketmaster to verify COVID vaccination status of fans before issuing concert passes. According to the report from CBS Los Angeles, as the world anticipates an experimental vaccine, by the way, there's now three separate companies that are all saying they're, quote, successful now with the coronavirus vaccine. And one has a 95% effective rate, one has 97, and the other one, I believe it was 70%. And I was just listening to a report on the news earlier today, or was it last night? I can't remember, but they said that whichever one of these three companies gets the green light first is the first one that they're going to send out in mass quantity. So will it be the 97 percentile effective one? Will it be the 95% effective one? Or will it be the 70%? But nevertheless, in anticipation of these, of this vaccine, companies are already setting in motion. I want to pull this off here real quick. They're already setting in motion, already putting in place mandates, legalities, restrictions, certain qualifications that you're going to have to meet in order to be able to live a quote normal life. So when this was reported, Major Ticketmaster reportedly is working on plans to use smartphones to verify whether customers have been vaccinated or tested for the virus. Although the process is still in early stages of development, it would involve fans using the Ticketmaster app in partnership with medical information firms and vaccine and testing distributors, whoever they may be in the future. This technology is very similar, and I said this, to what is called contact tracing. Apple's using it, Android's using it, it's on their devices. The report went on to state that regional health authorities would determine the length of coverage for any test. The report goes further to state that after customers are tested, they would be required to authorize a lab to share the results with a health pass company such as IBM or Clear. And again, guys, this is in the works, not just for Ticketmaster, but I'm telling you, a lot of companies. And then if one of the requirements is met, the health pass company would verify that information with Ticketmaster, which only then would it release the tickets to the customer. Of course, this means if any fans test positive for the coronavirus or they fail to verify their vaccination status, they would be denied access to the event. So again, this was just one of many of these stories that we're hearing. Look at this. This is a report coming out of China. And I've said, you've heard me say this over and over again. I'm going to say it again. What we see come out of China is where we're going in America. And I venture to say the rest of the world. China is the leading catalyst on this. According to a report from Breitbart, Chinese Communist President Jinping wants travelers to adopt a global QR code system to help determine their health status and travel permissions. And we're going to talk about travel permissions in just a second. In a post-coronavirus pandemic travel reset. It's very interesting that they use the term reset here. It's very interesting because there's been a lot of chatter all over the internet, all over blogs, all over the website, even on news agencies about the Great Reset. During the virtual G20 summit on Saturday, Kai called for a coronavirus, quote, global mechanism, which involves international recognition of health certificates in the form of QR codes to allow people to travel freely. Now, if you think that this is just some crazy thing that China is coming up with, and that's just in China, and that's not going to affect us, just hold on a few minutes. I'm going to tell you how it's going to impact everyone, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in France, whether you're in Germany, it don't matter. Just hang on for a minute. According to the state media, the dictator says the system can be based on what's called nucleic acid testing results in the form of internationally accepted QR codes. According to state news, Chinese state news agency, quote, we need to further harmonize policies and standards and establish, quote, fast tracks to facilitate the orderly flow of people. He was quoted saying, quote, we hope more countries would participate. Well, I got news for you. They are, and they are in the process of participating. QR codes are barcodes that can be read by mobile phones and is a common tool of tracking and control in communist China. By the way, when you go to a restaurant, I don't know where you live, but where I live, there's certain restaurants we go to and they no longer serve physical menus to you. You can't get a physical menu. So instead they said, if you want to get a menu and you want to look at the menu, just take your smartphone and scan this QR code, scan this code and it'll pop up a link on there. You click on the link and it opens a virtual menu. That's the same concept here, guys. This is the same technology. Users under the scheme of under this plan, users are issued a traffic light style health code. Listen to this very carefully, because I'm telling you, I predict that this, I really feel like this is coming internationally and globally. And I'm going to give you more proof of that in just a second. or users will be issued a traffic light style health code. You ready? Here it is. With a green code or a green light, and this will allow someone to travel freely. And then an orange or a red code will indicate that they need to quarantine for up to 14 days or 2 weeks. The codes are based on a combination of big data and information submitted by the users themselves. Wow. So in other words, we're contributing to this every single time we use technology. You get on your phone, you get on your computer, you get on your smart TV, whatever you do, we're contributing to this. The leader of the Chinese Communist Party did not explain how the international scheme might work or if it would mirror the health code system, which has been widely adopted in China. Wow. Now, let me give you some more credence to what I'm telling you here today. Look at this headline. This is from, it was written by the New York Post. It was redistributed by a British news affiliate called The Sun. And we reported on this recently. Look at the headline here. Warning shot. Quintos, I believe that's how you spell that or pronounce that. If I mispronounced it, forgive me. Again, I'm just a Kentucky boy. I'm terrible at pronouncing half of these things. But nevertheless, it's an Australian airline. Let's just say that. Australian airline will only let passengers who've had the COVID vaccine on their international flights. Okay, so again, this is not just China doing this, guys. But here we go. Here's Australia with their largest airline, their major airline industry, telling you that they will require travelers on international flights to have had the coronavirus vaccine when it's available. CEO Alan Joyce recently said, quote, he told Australian news program A Current Affair that, quote, whether you need that domestically, we'll have to see what happens with COVID-19 in the market. But certainly for international visitors coming out and people leaving the country, we think it is a necessity. Australia's largest airline is planning to enshrine the mandate in its terms and conditions. I want to say that again. I want to say it really slow. Australia's largest airline is planning to enshrine the mandate in its terms and conditions. In other words, if you live in Australia or you plan on flying to Australia and you go to book your flight in the terms and conditions, here's what it's going to say. It would amend to say that international travelers must be vaccinated before they can board an airline in Australia. Other airlines, or at least Qantas, or however you pronounce that airline specifically. Now listen to this. In the report, it states that other airlines are likely to impose similar requirements. And I've got a article I want to share with you in just a second that's going to verify this. Once health regulators around the world approve a vaccine, he said that, quote, policies could be enforced by providing travelers with a, here it is, digital vaccination passport. Now, where did we hear that? Oh, yeah, that's right. China. China is pushing for this. Apple is already on board with this. Android is on board. What you say, what do you mean they're on board? Listen, guys, they've already got this security system in their phones with this contact tracing. Of course, they're going to be on board with this. All these tech companies, big tech companies, airline industries, Ticketmaster, et cetera, you think you're going to rent a car? You think the major rental companies to rent a car? So you say, well, I'm not going to fly. I'm just going to drive and I can bypass this. No, you're going to, it's going to come all down the pipe, guys. So just get ready. I want to read the rest of this. He said that policies could be enforced by providing travelers with a digital vaccination passport that shows what vaccine they received and whether it's acceptable to the country you're traveling to. So in other words, from the language of this, there may be vaccinations that are not even acceptable. And it's only going to be ones that are qualified or permitted or meet the criteria of their mandate. He added, I'm talking to my colleagues in other airlines around the globe, and I think it's going to be a common theme across the board. Isn't that comforting, guys? Isn't it comforting to know? Now, every time you fly, and listen, I had a vacation planned. I've never been to the West Coast. I know it's sad. Never been to the West Coast. All my West Coast listeners, viewers, forgive me. Never been there. I want to go. And I had a trip planned in January of this year, 2 months from now, to go. But now I'm not going. Why am I not going? Because I was going to go to California. Why would I want to get on a plane, travel go to the airport, have to wear a mask the whole time, get on the plane, have to wear a mask for 6 hours or however long the flight is. Then I get to California. And according to their new mandates, I have to wear a mask outdoors everywhere I go. Everything's going to be shut down. Themes, entertainment, restaurants are shut down. I can't do this, can't do that. Possibly may even have to quarantine myself because of the regulations. May even have to take a forced COVID test because of the regulations. Guys, that's not a vacation by any means. So therefore, I'm not doing it. So this is just, and listen, you may be listening to this today and you have no problem with it. You say, well, I'm ready. I'm on board. I'm ready to get the vaccination. And I don't see any problem with it. Nevertheless, Alan Joyce went on to say, quote, there's a lot of logistics, a lot of technology that will be needed to put in place to make this happen. Oh, and good news, Mr. Joyce, the technology is here to do it. And China can show you how to do it, and they're doing it. But the airlines and the governments are working on this as we speak. Yippee. Joyce revealed the plans as drug makers make significant progress towards developing a safe and effective COVID vaccine. And we'll talk about the vaccine in just a second as well. Then we have, let me give you another article here. This is from Newsweek. This is not China and not just limited to Australia. Look at this. The airline industry begins to plan COVID-19 vaccination passports for international travel. So this confirms that this guy that I just quoted you from Australia is not blowing smoke. In fact, according to Newsweek, the International Air Transport Association just stated this week that, quote, it's in the final development phase of a mobile digital passport app that would tell airlines if international travelers have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Guys, look, it is abundantly obvious that they can't put the cart before the horse. So they're loading down the cart. The horse is the vaccine. And I'm telling you, it's coming next month. If not before that, it's coming next month. So get ready. In December, the vaccine, whether it's Pfizer or whether it's the other, the starts with an M, that company, or it's this new company, a vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine is coming. That's the horse is coming out of the gate, which is the vaccine. So while the horse is still in the gate and still in the stable and not ready to come out of the stable, the cart that's going to be behind the horse is being loaded down. And that is all the preparations that are being made right now behind the scenes, so that when the horse is out of the gate, all the cart and all the regulations and mandatory things and all these things are coming with it. They're in a final development phase of a mobile digital passport app that would tell airlines if international travelers have been vaccinated. Before the vaccine is not even out yet, and they have already got it ready to go. The app will help get people traveling again safely. This was according to Nick Carine, said in a statement by, quote, giving governments confidence. It will give governments confidence that systematic COVID-19 testing can work as a replacement for quarantine requirements. Again, he quotes the article I just shared with you. And he goes on to say that international airlines are changing their terms and conditions to implement this. Well, in the past few weeks, Moderna, Pfizer, and Oxford University, another company, have announced that large trials showed their respective COVID-19 vaccines to be safe and highly effective at preventing the disease. This encouraging news, quote, has given airlines and nations hope that they may soon be able to revive suspended flight routes and dust off lucrative tourism plans. Wow. And I just thought of and I know this is live, and I'm going to pull up, I want to share another article. I don't know how I let this one slip through, but I'm glad that I just now thought of this. I want to share another report that came out that I thought was very alarming and interesting, to say the least. And that is, here it is right here. This goes right along with what we're talking about. According to The Sun, again, this is a local affiliate out of Britain. Brits could be given special, listen to this. This is absolutely stunning, guys. Listen to this article. Brits could be given special freedom passes to allow them to live a, quote, relatively normal life. If they, according to the report, if they have two negative COVID tests in a week, it's been claimed the proposed plan could be rolled out in the new year. Get ready. Listen, everybody talked about how 2020 was horrific and it was so bad. I'm telling you, we may be begging for 2020 to come back, depending on what 2021's got in store. In a bid to reopen society soon, the Telegraph reported that under the plan, people could be given special passes if they can prove they have been regularly tested. Those who have been given the all clear would then be given an electronic document, here it is, to show they have the, quote, freedom to roam. This was according to Boris Johnson, who is set to unveil the scheme this week, when he addressed the nation over his COVID winter plan. The proposed plans would include the reintroduction of the three-tier system once England's lockdown is lifted on December 2nd. according to a source, they will allow someone to wander down the streets. And if someone else asks why they are not wearing a mask, they can simply show their card, a letter certification, or an app on their phone. The source added the passes, which could even be a QR code. There it is. Again, where did they get this idea from? China. This would allow people to see their family, and normal social distancing rules would not apply. Guys, listen, this is exactly what I've been harping on about Revelation 13 and the mark of the beast. Everybody, for years, people said, I'm telling you, the mark of the beast is going to be forced on society. And it is. There's going to be an element of it being forced. But I'm going to tell you, I've said this for years, and I still say this. I believe there will be a huge majority of people that will be alive in Revelation 13 when the mark of the beast and that system of the beast is implemented, that will gladly receive the mark, the name, or the number of the beast in their foreheads or in their hand. Why? Because when they are given this system, when they're marked, they're branded, whatever, with this system, they will be identified by the Antichrist that they have sworn their allegiance to him and that they are now qualified. Listen to me. Now they are qualified to be able to buy, to sell, and to trade. Or in other words, they have the green light to live a, quote, normal life under the governance of the Antichrist. And here is a snap preview of this coming to full head. I want to read it again. This QR code would allow people to see their families, and normal social distancing rules would not apply to them. Think about it. If we are seeing draconian measures keeping people from seeing their families on Thanksgiving, keeping the people from seeing their families on Christmas, seeing people from seeing their families, period. They can't go outside without a mask. They can't do this. They can't go out here. They can't go to a bar. They can't go to a restaurant. They can't do anything. They're locked down, barred in their homes. I'm telling you, it's psychological warfare. These people will buckle under the pressure and say, and because we'll be told all you got to do is just comply. Get the vaccine. Get the digital passport. Get the freedom pass. Get the QR code. Get the bracelet. Get the documents. Get the passport. Whatever it is, get the paperwork. All you got to do is show that you're complying and everything will be good for you. My question is, what's going to happen to those who don't comply? Oh, I know they won't be able to fly, and they won't be able to go out and wander the streets, and they won't be able to see their family, and they won't be able to go to the grocery store, and they won't be able to do this. Really? Do you think it's going to stop there? I don't. How far will it go? Johnson urged the government to give people a nudge to be tested by allowing them to go out, shop, and go to work, even if given the all clear, again, if they comply. However, for the scheme to be a success, millions of tests will have to take place every day. Wow. So again, this to me, guys, is an absolute proof that we are absolutely accelerating towards biblical events. I want to show you some more stuff here. Let's talk about the COVID vaccine. Doctors are warning that the CDC should warn people the side effects from COVID vaccine won't be a, quote, walk in the park. In fact, public health officials and drug makers must be transparent about the side effects. This is what the doctors are warning the CDC. People may experience side effects after getting the first shot, but doctors urged during a meeting Monday with CDC advisors of different states to prepare to distribute doses as early as next month. There you go. One doctor warned that there is potentially unpleasant side effects. Quote, we really need to make patients aware that this is not going to be a walk in the park. She went on to say, they are going to know that they had a vaccine. In other words, this is not going to be, this is not going to be like getting an allergy shot. You're going to know you got the vaccine. In fact, she went on to say they are probably not going to feel wonderful. But they need to know that they got to come back for a second dose. Quote, participants in Moderna and Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine trials reported to CNBC in September that they were experiencing high fever, body aches, bad headaches, day-long exhaustion, and other symptoms. Well, it sounds like no different than the actual virus. While the symptoms were uncontrollable, and at times uncomfortable. Let me rephrase that. While the symptoms were uncomfortable and at times intense, the participants said they often went away after just a day, sometimes sooner, and that it was better than getting COVID-19. Well, that's left up to debate because, again, depending on who you talk to, because I know I've seen, heard, and talked to people personally that's had it, and they said it was no different than a head cold. While others, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I do know others who have died from it. So it's debatable. It's left up to personal debate and preference. It's going to be different with everybody. I want to give you one more. I got one more headline, guys, and then we're going to close this segment. And I believe all this is tying in. This was a headline from CNN Business. Job guarantees and free money. The utopian ideas are now being tested in Europe as the pandemic gives governments a new role. Christine Jardine, who is a Scottish politician who represents Edinburgh in the UK Parliament, was not a fan of universal basic income before the pandemic hit. Quote, it was regarded in some quarters as kind of a socialist idea. But not long, you got to hear this really clear. But not long after the government shut down schools, shut down shops, shut down restaurants and pubs in March with little warning, she started to, quote, reconsider her position. Again, guys, things that people say, well, I would never get that. I'll never get that mark of the beast, Brother Ricky. I'll never take it. You're going to hear more and more stories. I'll never get that vaccine. I'll never get that mark. I'll never do this. I'll never comply. I'll never take it until you lose your job, until you begin to lose your health, until you start losing freedoms, until things get taken away, until your family is threatened, until persecution arises, until you begin to be ousted. By the way, I heard this weekend individuals who were asked by their employers, do you regularly attend churches or other mass gatherings of people? And when they said yes, it was shortly afterwards that they were, quote, let go from their jobs. Guys, I'm telling you, they're going to start combing through social media outlets, networks, and if this thing is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. So Miss Jardine here said, when everything started going south, she said, I began to reconsider my position. COVID-19 has been a, quote, game changer. It has meant that we've seen the suggestion of a universal basic income in a completely different light. How about that? In her view, the idea of sending cash regularly to all residents, no strings attached, now looks more pragmatic than outlandish. By the way, if you think this is some crazy idea, you got people in the government of the United States. We just reported on this in End Time Headlines. You've got people in the United States that are absolutely recommending this. One of them said that all Americans should just stay home and get paid. And then another one said all mortgages and all debt should be canceled and paid in full during this pandemic. Well, that sounds real good, but who's going to pay for that? You think that's free? No, somebody's going to pay for that. Again, the Roman Empire did the exact same thing, and they got to a point where it got so bad. There were so many people that was out of jobs, laid off, sitting at home, getting paid, that if you actually had a job, you were forced to keep your job and keep the job because it was you that was paying for everybody else to stay home. And if you quit your job, you would be put in jail. Study it. It's Roman history, and we are following the same footsteps. As the economic crisis sparked by the coronavirus drags on, support in Europe is growing for progressive policies once seen as pipe dreams of the political left. In Germany, millions of people applied to join a study of universal basic income. Millions. Under this universal basic income, participants would be provided with US dollars would be $1,423 a month, while in the United Kingdom, more than 100 lawmakers, including Jardine herself, are pushing the government to start a similar trial. And don't think for a second if the current possible elect president, Joe Biden, gets in office, that this will not come to the shores of the United States of America. In Austria, they launched a first-of-its-kind pilot program that will guarantee paying jobs to residents struggling with sustained unemployment. Again, what are we talking about? We're talking about all this is coming to a head. Are you paying attention? Are you awake? Or has the world cradled you to sleep? Has Satan managed to cradle you into apathy, cradle you into being lethargic, like the ten virgins mentioned in Matthew 25. Come on, who's still awake out here? Who's awake? Who's paying attention to what's going on? Again, Jesus said in Luke 21, 28, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Friends, what I'm showing you today, what I have showed you, and I believe in the next 30 days, we're going to see more and more of this. Let me go back to that analogy, that cart that's attached to that horse that hasn't come out of the gate yet. I believe that cart is going to be loaded down. And when the tarp comes off of this thing, once the horse is out of the gate, once the horse is out there in the open and the cart with it, I believe what we're going to see on that cart is going to absolutely stun people. So we need to get ready. We need to be prepared because it's coming down the pike. If you're watching this program today, before we give you some information, I want to do this real quick before we give you some information real quick. If you're watching this program by chance, your heart's not right with the Lord, or maybe you're backslid, you've fallen away from the Lord, we want to give you an opportunity right now to get your heart right with the Lord. I want to pray with you right now. Father, I just pray for every individual under the sound of my voice today that may be watching this live, or maybe, or the video of this, or maybe watching or listening by podcast. And Lord, if they're not right with you, they're away from you, they're distant from you, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would go through this microphone, go into that camera and pierce their hearts, bring them back into the fold, convict them, lead them. May they repent of their sins and turn to you, Lord Jesus. May they repent of their sins, put their faith and put their trust in you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, because we know that the days that have been foretold in the Bible and have been mentioned by the prophets are now upon us. And there's no more time for playing games. There's no more time to ride the fence. It's time to get right or get left. It's time to get on the right side of the track. And Father, I thank you for what you're doing in this broadcast, piercing the hearts of people, awakening them, informing them, and enlightening them of the times and seasons in which we're in. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Guys, we got some information I want to share with you. I want you to be able to keep up with our ministry. So therefore, I want to share some stuff here. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you have not yet subscribed to our main website, please do so. That's our main landing page. You can follow us on every major social media outlet out there as long as we're able to. As long as we can keep going, we're going to keep going. But we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're on Parler, we're on USA.life, and we're on MeWe. You can find us all through there. If you're on all of them, follow us on all the platforms. And again, we want to try to reach as many people as we can. If you've not yet subscribed yet, please go to the main website, click on the subscribe button, just fill out the information. You'll get one digest in your box every single day, and it will keep you up to date of the news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Another way you can follow us is download our free app. And it is available on both Apple and Android. Go to that now. When this is over, go to it. Download our free app. It's at End Time Headlines. Just type in End Time Headlines. Download the free app. Get it. And you'll be notified of all of our news and headlines. You'll get notifications of breaking news alerts. You'll get our podcast there. Our YouTube's going to be there. Everything's going to be right at your fingertips. And again, you guys are watching by YouTube or by Facebook, we do have a podcast, and it's available on Spotify and Apple. Again, it's available on Spotify and Apple. Of course, it's free as well. And as always, guys, we don't want to leave this broadcast without the opportunity for you to be able to sow into this ministry. We want to give you that opportunity. Again, all of our broadcasts are free. Our messages are free. Our newsletter is free. Our app is free. Our digest is free. Every single thing we do is free for you. All we ask is if our ministry blesses you, it informs you, it equips you, and it keeps you up to date of what's going on around the world and on a weekly basis, and you would like to help partner with us, sow into this ministry, either a one-time gift or maybe partner with us on a monthly basis, we want to give you that opportunity. You can do that by visiting our main website at endtimeheadlines.com or .org, and you can do that and go to where it says donate or give, or you can go to the app, go all the way to the bottom to the right, click on give and or donate. Click on that. It's going to take you to a page you can give electronically. Or if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, I want to thank you for taking the time out today to hopping on here, listening to this broadcast. Don't forget to share this. Don't forget to copy the link if it's on YouTube, whatever. Invite people. And invite them to our website and so on and so forth. So we are going to sign off for today. We'll be back on here tomorrow with either an update or a message. And then we'll be off, of course, on Thanksgiving. I know many of you guys are probably traveling. I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, may he protect you and give you safe travels. I plead the blood of Jesus over you as you travel to your families and back. But again, we'll be back on here tomorrow. We'll be taking off on Thursday. I'll try to come back on Friday and we'll close out the week. And then we'll be off the weekend, of course, and be back on Monday. So, all right, guys, God bless. If you're traveling, may the Lord, may his traveling mercies be with you. And we hope you can just kind of just tune in. If you can't tune in tomorrow live, just watch the rebroadcast. Until then, guys, we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.